standing here tonight. Lord, as we lift up our hands, that we declare by faith, hallelujah, by act of faith, dear God, Lord, that placing our faith, that you reign, hallelujah. You reign in this realm. You reign within me, God. That you reign, and where you reign is freedom, hallelujah. Where you reign is joy. Where you reign is love. Where you reign is peace. Hallelujah. I pray to God, Lord, that you let the freedom reign within us, God. I pray to God, Lord, that we stand up. Come on, lift up your hands and say, God, Lord, hallelujah, reign within me tonight, God. Reign within me, hallelujah. Reign, hallelujah. I need your power, God. I need your strength, hallelujah. Come on, somebody, just shout out to God by faith. Shout out to God, hallelujah. Are you thirsty tonight? I'm thirsty, hallelujah. I'm thirsty for Jesus, hallelujah. I'm thirsty for you, God. I'm thirsty for your presence. I'm thirsty for your power. I'm thirsty for healing, God. I'm thirsty for your peace and your joy, God. So I, Chris, say, declare tonight, reign, Jesus, reign upon us, God. Reign in this place. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, because of freedom, Lord. Freedom, Lord. Come on, somebody, give God a shout again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Shout unto God. Hallelujah. Woo! With a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. We have victory in Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
Come on, tell your neighbor you got victory. Let your face know it. Come on, say it again. You got victory. Let your face know it. Amen. Come on. We got victory. That's faith. You grab it. You let it out. Amen. You let it out. Say, Jesus, I thank you. Hallelujah. Shout to God and praise his name. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. We bring our highest praise to him. We bring our highest, or a half praise. Not a piece of praise, but high praise. High praise. Hallelujah. High praise. Hallelujah. Bible says, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Because by faith we declare I have victory. So I shout it out. Not just for God to hear, because he can hear very well, but for me to hear. For my enemies to hear. For those that are fearful, afraid to go in, to hear the shouts of the men and women of God declaring, you're mighty, hallelujah. Something stirs in the house. Something takes place when you've got some men and women of God that are lifting up their sword unto God of their worship and their praise. Slicing the atmosphere of things that try to smother it and try to keep it down. But they're worshiping God with the sword of the Spirit. Pulling down strongholds. Casting out things that try to rise up against the name of God. But you got your mighty warriors that are shouting unto God with a voice of triumph. Woo! Come on, somebody shout. I don't want the same old. Hallelujah. And I shout that my brothers and sisters can hear it and run with me. Run with me. Man, sometimes it gets weary, but man, you get the men and women. We come here to stir faith, to stir it up, stir it up. God, I pray tonight you're stirred. I pray you're stirred tonight. Come on. Tell your neighbor, I pray you're stirred. Hallelujah. Go ahead and lay hands on him. Say, stir him in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, praise team. You may be seated. Children can go to their classes. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen, amen. Good to see you back. I want everybody to keep Brother Bill and Jody. Jody's brother was lifelayed to Pittsburgh. I'm not sure all the details on it. Keep in prayer, you know, Brother Bill and Jody are on the praise team. It's her brother. So just keep him in prayer, amen. Keep Renee, or her sister Renee, in prayer. She's in Ohio. Her sister is going through some things, and she is the executor of her home. So she's kind of taking care of everything in her house. She's going through. So just some people going through some. You know what? The beginning of the year. Listen, the beginning of the year, sometimes things get rough. You come this way. Come this way. Come on. Come on. Good. I'm a traffic. Oh, you got him? Oh, she got him. All right. Just make sure she don't go to the bathroom. There. lock you in there. She's going to give me, yeah. We got a key now. Ain't that it? Listen, I'm telling you, listen. Hear this tonight, amen? I could have sat down today and not got up, I'm telling you. I want to hear this. But God's got something for us. Listen, I want you to hear this. Listen, there are some doors, I hear this. When I was just said that to her, I was joking, but I feel it. I want you to hear this. There are some doors that you know what I'm talking about that are locked, that you can't get in. Don't give up. I'm going to say it again. Don't walk away. You find the key to get in. You find a way to get in that place. Because sometimes, I want you to know that sometimes it's pursuit. Sometimes it takes you, listen, I want you to know there's something valuable on the other side of the door. Tell your neighbor something valuable. There's something valuable on the, these two were patient and waiting, but after a while, daddy had to get involved because I got to get my daughter. She's on the, Amelia got locked in the bathroom. Everybody didn't know that. And they weren't going to say no. They wanted to get in there. Amen? So we did everything. Got every tool, everything that in your resources to open up the door. Don't turn around and walk away because there's something valuable on the other side of that door. And the enemy will try to get you to turn and walk away from what's on the other side. He will try to get you to stop, turn away, and give up. But you open the door. Tell your neighbor again, open the door. Open the door. Listen, I got a word tonight I want to share with you. And if you pull from me, amen, we'll get through it and receive it and take hold of it. And so, I just want you to hear this. Amen. The word of God, we're talking about momentum. We've been talking about the beginning of the year. We got our flyers and we're going to get our banners ordered, and it's momentum. Amen. We got some momentum. We got to build the momentum. Philippians 3:14. If you could look that up. I'm going to read something to you. How many guys know that one of the things that we talked about last week is we need to not put off till tomorrow or not think about yesterday. If anything's going to try to pull you down into a momentum that you have in the spirit, it is looking back and looking too far ahead. Come on, amen. It will trip you up. If you get your eyes too far ahead, or if you get your eyes in the past, it'll cause you to lose momentum in the Spirit of God and moving forward. Amen? We need to be in today. Tell your neighbor today. Here's why I want you to hear this, because listen to me, there's some things that are in the past. There's things that are in the past that we focus on what you used to be like, what you used to act like. And sometimes, listen, and then also we look into the future about things that we worry about. Do you ever worry about things? I'm the only one who worries sometimes. Come on, amen. Tell your neighbor, shake it off. Shake it off. Sometimes we got to shake it off. Men and women of God, we got to push it off. And I want to see growth in us this year like never before. Come on, amen. I want to see the growth of God maturing in sons and daughters of God. We got things we got to get done. Amen. And I'll be honest with you, sometimes we can't get things done because we're not always going. We're not all going. We're just a few. Sometimes we're going to move and be mature this year. Amen. And we're going to take hold of what God has and what God has put into our hearts and accomplish what God has for us this year. Amen. Amen. Listen, but what I'm going to talk to you about, and it says, press toward. Press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We got to press. Come on, what did we say last week? Dig down deep. Sometimes you got to dig down deep. Sometimes you got to dig down deep. Sometimes you got to press open that door. Sometimes you got to press on. You got to press on, move forward to the mark of the high calling. Because you know what your flesh wants to do? Your flesh wants to shoot and aim low. It'll aim for the least past resistance of resistance. It'll go to the place where there's no stress, there's no worry. I'm just going to go this way. I'm going to get around here. I'm going to try to go this way. I'm going to go the broad way. That's why it's so easy to believe a lie. Big fat lie. Because it doesn't cost anything to try to find the truth. But the narrow is finding the truth. And it costs something. You have to press for the truth. The high calling, not the low calling. Tell your neighbor, not the low calling. All right. There was an old miner who had lived the life of a hermit deep in the mountains of Colorado. And when he died, some distant, distant relatives came to collect his valuables. They show up whenever they got something to come for. Listen to this. They arrived to find the miner's shack. It was a shack with an outhouse behind it. You know what those are? He says, inside the shack there was an old cooking pot, some mining equipment, a cracked table with three-leg chair that stood next to a tiny window. A well-used kerosene lamp stood as a centerpiece of the table. So as the relatives gathered up the possessions, loaded them in the truck, they got ready to drive away. The miner's old friend came walking up, who lived beside him. He came out to them. Do y'all mind if I take what's left over in that shack? Oh, no. Do us a favor. Take it. We have all the valuable stuff. You can have whatever there is. And they thanked the man, and they walked off. And he went into the house. He walked over to his friend's shack, and he went in, and he looked around a little bit. Then he reached underneath the table and lifted up one of the floorboards. Little by little, he began to lift up gold that his friend had discovered over the previous decades. Thousands and thousands and thousands of gold. Dollars worth of gold. Apparently, the old miner had died with only his true friend knowing what the actual worth was of that place. In the same way, our friend Jesus Christ wants us to make himself known to us. But we can sometimes be like those distant relatives. Come on, help me. Yet if we get to know him better, we would discover the riches that he has for us. So I want you to think about that for a minute and think. I thought about that when that just really hit me, because I want you to know that God's word is rich. It's valuable. Am I right? And I want to declare to you that, listen, I want you to know, for us to stay in momentum and walking in the Spirit, you need to press, you need to grab hold of the word that God has given to you. Listen, I know that God says, he declares to us that I've given to him. I'm going to talk about this in a little bit at the end. But he talks about the manna. He talks about daily bread. Tell your neighbor, daily bread. Daily bread. Listen, if some of you weren't sleeping, I wouldn't have to do that. But no, I'm joking. Nobody's sleeping. Christian? No. He says, but it's daily bread. Tell your neighbor, daily bread. It's today. Listen, I want you to hear this. And here's the problem I want us to get and understand. That, listen, we lose momentum whenever we try to. And we say, well, God's not talking to you. I want you to know that we got to stop and say, what was the last thing that God said to me that he didn't do? What was the last thing that God spoke to my heart about and I didn't take hold of it? Because that's his word. That word was given to me for a reason, to set me free. Come on. To deliver me. To take hold of. I want you to know, the day that I received that bread that God had to me and handed it to me, when I received Christ, him, that as the bread of my life, I was thirsty. And when I received him as my Savior, I took that bread. I didn't say, man. No, but I partook of that, and it delivered me. That word that came from him, that he was my Messiah, that he was my Savior, that word gave me life in that moment, and it caused me to rise up, and it gave me hope, and it caused me to move on. And then after that, God spoke to my heart something else, and we continue, that God continues to speak into each one of our hearts. I want you to know, you need to grab, we need to grab that word that God has for me today, and respond to it, and move in it. With the momentum he has for us. Listen, the children of Israel, God gave them a word that, man, they weren't sure they really wanted it. Go possess the land. Not today. 40 years. How many days is that? I don't know. Thousands of days. And every day they came that choice to believe it and possess what God had for them. Every day. Say every day. Every day, God has that word. But listen to me, they would never go into the promised land until they received the word that God gave them. Till God received. I want to receive the word that God has for me. I want to receive that word. I want to walk in the word, the trueness of that word, and begin to experience it. Walk in it in faith. Am I making sense? I want to take hold of it. Maybe that's a word that God spoke over you about forgiveness, or maybe loving your neighbors, or whatever that is. And you deliberately say, I'm not sure, don't like that one, but take that one. This is a good word. This is an exciting word. It's not, this is good. This is good. Come on, tell you, it's good. Talking about the power of God's Word, but when we realize it, that we won't go without, I need that Word in my life. I need that to stir me. I need that to move me. I need that to live. I need it to press on. Luke 7:11. I think so. I think that's it. I do that a lot. That's the discipleship class, and now there's... Listen to this. I want you to hear this. Right before this, last week we talked about the foundations. Amen? That we have every day we have a decision whether or not we're gonna build upon that day. What's gonna be the foundation for my day? Amen? And listen, it could be the Word of God. It could be the Word of God, and that's the rock that I stand on that is not movable. It doesn't shake. I stand upon it, and I stay within that. Or I could build it upon sand, and that is what's sand. It's the flesh. It's up to you. It falls apart. You can't really build from it, and when you do, it doesn't last very long. Come on, isn't that sometimes our day when we don't take the Word that God has for us in that day and move in that Word, move in the Word that God has for us in faith, whatever that is, whether it's simply is just trusting Him or the Word that God has me, I want you to know that God speaks to our hearts. We need to hear and move in it because we know what God's saying to us. If we're truly honest, what God's speaking to us, even right now, here's a Word that God is speaking over you right now. Right now. And that you would walk in and you say, man, I'm going to build on that. I'm going to build on that in my life. I'm going to build on that right here. And you begin to build foundation upon foundation, stone upon stone, precept upon precept, concept upon concept. Making sense? And all of a sudden our foundation is getting bigger. Hallelujah. We've given God more room in our lives. We like to give God that little tiny room. That space. But he can't be that. His Word's too big. He wants it to expand. He wants it to get all over. Tell your neighbor, all over you. All over you. All over you. Amen. Listen, so we could take it. That foundation is the Word of God. The Word of God. We need to stand on that Word. Stand on the Word. Don't be shaken. Stand on that Word. The only way we get shaken is if we build on something else besides that Word or get off of it. Step off of it. And sometimes we do, but you know what? Don't stay long. Get back up there. Get back up there. Take your Word. Get your Word. So I'm going to stand in this Word, God. I'm going to stand in it. Lord, if you said I'm healed, I'm standing here and I'm healed. You said I'm blessed. I'm going to stand in it and say I'm blessed. Come on, amen. I'm going to stand in it. Lord, if you said that I'm worthy, I'm holy because of you, then I'm standing on that Word. I'm not going to go outside of it. I'm not going to build on something else because it'll fall. That's what happens when we do that in the flesh. It falls. Walls can't hold up. Listen. And I want you to see this because His mercy is new every morning. Every day, we need to walk into grace, the message, the Word, what God has for us for that day. Each day, every day, what is God saying to us? And it says, and it came to pass that the day after, say the day after, I want you to hear this and know that God's Word is new for us every day. That God's got a Word for us, a delivering Word. God's got a miracle. We can go, do you know every day that God, Jesus did a miracle? He did multiple miracles. He did whatever it was. There's so many that we can look at this Word of God for our lives and walk with the Word and experience the miracles that took place. It was to demonstrate and to show you that the Word of God in action and motion, it was happening and people that participated in that day, in that Word, were changed forevermore. When they participated, when they didn't let something else, when the door was locked, and they said, I'm not going to stay on the other side. I don't care what the crowd says. I don't care what it looks like. I'm not care what they say that I am, that I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough. The door's locked. I'm not going to stay on the other side, but I'm going to reach for the Word that God has for me. Walk in that Word. Watch it deliver. Sometimes things get us bent down to the earth, get us held down. We've been building on sand for a long time. That woman was building on sand. God says, and she pressed towards the mark, the high calling. She was tired of the low calling. Calling her name, you're not worthy, you're not good enough, you can't do this, you'll never amount to anything. You're poor, you're sick. You ever hear those words? But I want you to walk. I want you to press in. Amen. So here it was, every day that God has a word for us, each day has its own miracles. I can't get my mind off this. I mean, I just want us to get this. And man, I say miracles that just because that miracle could have been just for me, just to hear that word that God had for me for the day. Or the miracle could have been, take a breath with me. You know, that's so powerful to stop and breathe in and breathe out. It is. Because it makes you stop and realize you're alive. And you got that breath because of Him. You just experienced a miracle. Come on, those that are with you, your church that you have. Come on, amen. People gathered together. This ain't the norm in the world. Come on, amen. People coming together and acting like family, and they're not family in a sense, in the natural, but we are in the spirit. I look at you as my brothers and sisters. I believe in you. You believe in me. I want to see you succeed. You want to see me. That's not the world, amen. That's a miracle of unity and oneness. That's why we're the light of the world. Soul of the earth. All right. So here we go. So after that, it says, and he went into the city called Nain. And that word Nain means pasture. He went into the city and the place was called pasture. And there's such a spiritual understanding of this. And as I began to, I want you to know that the word was coming into your pasture. It was coming into your pasture. It was coming. And I want you to know that just like Elijah, whenever death was all over the city, the word of God was coming her way. Death was all around. Hallelujah. Death was everywhere. He was stepping over dead bodies. Hallelujah. Elijah was stepping over dead bodies because the word of God was there for her to receive a word that God sent her. The word of God, her daily bread, was on the way. Say, it's on the way. It's on the way, hallelujah. And that word was on the way. And even though there was death all around, it was all around her. He smelled it. He seen it. It was in the air. But he was stepping over dead people. He was coming to bring the word. And she received that word with faith, hallelujah, and saved her whole family. That's powerful. We got to understand that and see that. So here it was everywhere. And even at this place, that it was all over the place. And he went with him and his disciples. And when they came nigh to the gate of the city, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of the mother. Wow. This is powerful because it says, and out of the gate of the city. Listen, man, I want you to think about this and understand that what is coming out of our gates from our pasture, from what we're growing? What is coming out? I want you to hear this and understand that Jesus came to give her a different alternative than what was going out. There's some things that with doubt and fear and things, discouragement and defeat, and those things are sometimes coming out of our gates that we let them come out. We let those things be. We raise them up. And how did they get there? Sometimes we wonder why things aren't happening, but listen, you will never receive out of your pastures and out of your vineyards unless you sowed in the ground by faith. Come on, we can't receive anything out of that. But I want you to know that Jesus is coming every day, that every day God gives you the opportunity, the grace is sufficient to sow into your pastures, that you don't have to live in barrenness and brokenness, that word is available every day, that you can place that seed of God's word in faith, plant it, stand on it, and let it flow out of your gates. Come on, amen? And let it come out of your gate. So I want you to see this, that death was coming out. There was a oppression and depression and defeatist mentality and all this. And I want you to see the symbol of this, that here it was, death was coming out, but life was on its way in. Hallelujah. I want you to know that God wants to interrupt your sorrow. He wants to interrupt your sorrow. He wants to interrupt your defeat with victory. I've come to give you life. I've come to give you life. Jesus walked in there. I've come to give you life. I know death is here. Death is there. It's right in front. But I've come to give you life. He says, and when he came, nay, he says, there was a dead man carrying out the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And much of the people of the city were with her. I want you to know that those are two symbols. Two symbols of powerful symbols of strength that she had. Her husband and her son. And they're both gone. I want you to look at this and understand, how can I go on? I want us to help. I want you to help. Listen, this is what the Word of God does. When you don't know how, we need to just let God. When you don't know how, you don't know how you're going to get this victory. You don't know how you're going to get through this. That's the moment that you step back and you say, God, I need to enter into your day. Hallelujah. I need to say, this is the day the Lord has made. Lord, enter these gates. Hallelujah. Lord, let me receive what you have for me, God, because I can't do this. I have no strength. I'm tired of providing for myself. I'm tired of trying to find my own strength. Here was her last hope, was her son, because it was her provider. And we got to understand that we have, I talked to this in my disciple classes, we get caught up in the world system that money is so powerful. I'm just being real, it's powerful. It's real, it keeps the lights on here. It's powerful. It's very powerful. We need money to move and this and that. But I want you to know that it roots itself within our daily lives more than we ever know. It roots it in it and tells us if you don't have it, you're not happy. If you don't have it, you have no peace. If you don't have it, you're not going nowhere. You're not worth nothing. It tries to root itself down. Hallelujah. And that's why we need to stand in the Word of God. Hallelujah. We need to stand in the Word of God. Holding on to the Word of God. Hallelujah. No. I will live by the Word of God. Amen? Not by bread alone, but by every word that God speaks to me every day. Amen? Proverbs 8:34. Check that real quick. I was supposed to take it easy tonight, but I'm sorry. I was told to stay in one position. Blessed is the man or woman that heareth. Tell your neighbor that heareth. Watching when? Every day. At my gates. We have a choice to let come out of our gates, what we have to say out of our mouths, but what comes out of the word of the mouth of God. And it says, waiting at the doorpost of my doors. Waiting. Whew. Man, how many of you guys like to get good deals on Black Friday? I see people waiting outside in tents to get a deal. And that's great. But I want you to know that, listen to me, he's talking about that right here. Not Black Friday. But waiting outside. Lord, I'm not leaving this place without that word touching me. I'm not going to move without meditating on that word that you have for me today. Lord, I want you to know that sometimes God gives us a word about something. And maybe you don't get victory over it right away, but you keep declaring that word. You keep speaking that word. You keep walking in it till it becomes your reality. That heaven on earth, hallelujah. That your will, hallelujah, be done in this earth. That we take hold of that word. Just keep saying it. Put it on your refrigerator. Put it in your car. Until it gets in your heart. Well, that's foolish. It needs to be. No. You do that. I've done that. I do that. I get a word that God gives me or says to me, and I have a struggle with it. Man, I don't like that. But I'm not sure I can do that, God. I don't know if I have the faith, but I keep speaking it. I keep speaking it. Sometimes I got to keep doing it and doing it and doing it till it becomes a reality. Because those doors seem like they're locked, but I want you to know that I'm going to keep on declaring it because this flesh is not going to hold it back. Amen? Till it becomes spiritual reality in my life. So take that word. Remember that. Amen? All right. Let me finish this up. And he said to her, this is a word that God gave to her. Simple word. You ready for this? And it says, and the Lord saw her. He saw her. God sees your hurts. God sees your brokenness, the things that you're going through. I promise you, God sees it. He knows about it. Amen? You got to believe that and know that God's for me and not against me. So he said this. He said, and he had compassion on her and said unto her, weep not. Weep not. Weep not. He spoke those words to her. Spoke those words. And came and touched the briar, the coffin. Say coffin. That bare him. And it stood still. We need to give God the opportunity. She could have been in bitterness and anger and says, no thank you. I don't want it. I don't think it can happen. And death would have ruled. But at the moment she stood there and by faith said, touch the coffin. She made way and he touched the coffin. That thing that was dead. I want you to know that we need to let the Word of God touch what we assume is dead. We need to let the Word of God touch every area. Places that have been barren, places that have been dry, we need to let His Word touch it. Heal it. Let it rise up again. And it says, and He said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. He said, arise. That's it. Young man, arise. And he that was dead sat up. And he spoke, and he delivered him unto his mother. The word, listen, I want you to know that one thing that was dead spoke. That thing that was, it was speaking. It spoke. That word spoke. It was alive. It came alive. That word that he said, that thing that was dead, I want you to know that Jesus restored it. That's what the Word of God does. It restores. It refills. It fulfills. Amen. It delivers. That's the Word of God. It is quicker and more powerful than a two-edged sword. It slices, it dices, and it cuts up what's not of God and gets it out of the way. When you get the Word of God in your heart, it'll take what's dead, hallelujah, and cause it to stand up. I don't know if I can stand up, but by faith, I'm going to say yes, Jesus, and I'm going to rise up out of this dead place, barren place. I'm tired of my life being in dead places. Come on. Our faith being in dead places. I want to be fully alive in God in every area of my life. Places that have not been submissive to God, I want to say yes to God. Touch that dead place. Maybe it's unforgiveness. Maybe it's hurtfulness. Maybe it's something you went through. Those things are real. Let God touch that place. Let Him touch it. And rise it up. And others will say, what happened to you? What happened to you? I let God touch that dead thing. That place of me that had no hope, I let God touch it. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's just finish here. Love came down. Okay. Are you all right? You gonna take that word God has for you? You gonna take that word? Amen. Listen. Yes. Last week we talked about it, and we said today that I'm gonna do it today. I'm gonna get ground today. I'm gonna move today. Not tomorrow, today. Come on, I'm going to do it today. I'm going to step in it today, that word. I'm going to walk in that faith today. Hebrews 12 says, for the word of God is quick. It's quick. It's powerful. It's sharp. sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit, and of the joints and the marrow, and is the discerner of all thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any other creature that is not manifest in the sight, but all things are naked and open unto Him who's God. Everything that's open. Listen, I want you to know, listen to me, He knows everything. We need to trust that Word like it's real. Stand your feet. I'm going to say this again because I heard a song and it just jumped out at me. By what was the guy's name? I had you write it down. I can't think right now, but I'll give it to you. I'll tell you what it is. But the guy was saying something. He was declaring something. That how can I not respond to this Word? How can I not be moved by this Word that caused light to exist? Hallelujah. This Word that breathed into ashes and dust of the earth and caused it to rise up and breathe life into clay. How can I doubt this Word? This Word that took the stars and spew them out, and all the stars were came forth, and the oceans. Dude, this Word created this. This Word caused this to be. This Word that I stand in every day. You are walking in a reality of the truth of God's Word every single day. When you walk outside, it all obeys. It says yes to God. When the sun comes up, it said yes to God. When the sun goes down, it said yes to God. When the moon rises in the stars, every single day, day after day after day, the Word keeps moving. It keeps moving. It keeps moving. He's waiting for us, creation, to step into His Word. Say, here I am. I'm going to be like the stars. I want to be like the ocean that comes back and forth in routine and never stops. I want to be, God, obedient to Your Word. I want to fall in the line that all things, Jesus, I pray tonight as we declare this Word, let's just sing this song. Your name, You answer when I call by my side. Come on, you need prayer tonight. I want you to come out. Stand before God. Wherever you're at, lift up your hands. Let God speak to your heart.
Lost, but now I'm found. I'm alive. break forth tonight, God. Break forth, hallelujah, yeah. Come alive, come alive.
God. Lord, I pray to God, Lord, that we take this word. Lord, that each day that we rise up, we'll declare over ourselves, our families, and our church that we are blessed and highly favored of God. In Jesus' name, give somebody a hug. Come on, amen. We're going to get back to, don't forget, April 3rd, our dinner. So we're not going to have any food tonight. We're going to have it on April 3rd. Don't forget to sign up. February 3rd, February 1st, the concert. Come sign up. Go bless somebody, encourage somebody, love on somebody. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.